blow-ups happen. Put down that wrench! The man addressed turned slowly around and faced the speaker. His expression was hidden by a grotesque helmet, part of a heavy, leaden armor which shielded his entire body, but the tone of voice in which he answered showed nervous exasperation. What the hell's eating on you, Doc? He made no move to replace the tool in question. They faced each other like two helmeted, arrayed fencers watching for an opening. The first speaker's voice came from behind his mask, a shade higher in key and more peremptory in tone. You heard me, Harper. Put down that wrench at once and come away from that trigger. Erickson. A third armored figure came around the shield which separated the uranium bomb proper from the control room in which the first two stood. What you want, Doc? Harper is relieved from watch. You take over as engineer of the watch. Send for the standby engineer. Very well. His voice and manner were phlegmatic as he accepted the situation without comment. The atomic engineer whom he had just relieved glanced from one to the other, then carefully replaced the wrench in its rack. Just as you say, Dr. Szilard, but send for your relief too. I shall demand an immediate hearing. Harper swept indignantly out, his lead-sheathed booths clumping on the floor plates. Dr. Szilard waited unhappily for the ensuing 20 minutes until his own relief arrived. Perhaps he had been hasty. Maybe he was wrong in thinking that Harper had at last broken under the strain of tending the most dangerous machine in the world, an atomic power plant. But if he had made a mistake, it had to be on the safe side. Slips must not happen in this business. Not when a slip might result in the atomic detonation of 2.5 tons of uranium. He tried to visualize what that would mean and failed. He had been told that uranium was potentially 40 million times as explosive as TNT. The figure was meaningless that way. He thought of it, instead, as 100 million tons of high explosive, 200 million aircraft bombs as big as the biggest ever used. It still did not mean anything. He had once seen...